here in the moments, lost easy in the mind. Hear the song of life around you, grow freely in kind. Find the form, frame the focus sound.
Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. That's a little bit of music from the indie folk duo, the Co-Poetics. That comes from their EP, Finding the Four. Louisa Soli-Holt and Dan Finch, the Co-Poetics, met nearly a year ago at a Sioux Falls coffee house, and for a lot of 2013, they were playing music together, traveling throughout the western U.S. with performances in Colorado, Montana, Idaho, Washington, Oregon, California, Arizona, New Mexico. They're back where it all started before seeing what's going to happen next. And on Friday, December 27th, a couple days after Christmas, they're performing at Latitude 44 in Sioux Falls. They're with us here in the studios of the University of Sioux Falls. And Louisa Soli-Holt and Dan Fitch, thanks so much for joining us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's great to be here.
Well, I'd like to go back to this meeting not quite a year ago, a coffee house. You didn't know each other? How did this...
No. Well, on a January 10th, the Thursday night, I went to a birthday party of a female friend who I hadn't seen in a couple of years, actually. And there was a group of them there I hadn't seen. And one of them, I was telling him I was moving to Denver and getting out of town. And one of them said, well, I have a friend moving to Denver. His name is Dan Finch. And he teaches with me. And he's a musician. And he's single. And he's good looking. And I was... just dismissed it. You know, I said, well, maybe our paths will cross, you know, to make her feel good about giving me this information. But I didn't care for a second. So then...
Well, the next day I go to work and this woman I work with comes in and says, hey, I ran into an old friend yesterday and she's moving to Denver too. And she's a musician and she's cute and single and all this stuff. And I kind of blew it off as well. But later that day, I went into Black Sheep Coffee to... have a snack and some coffee, and this person comes up to me.
Well, I had gone to work at Black Sheep that afternoon, and earlier in that day, I had gone onto my Facebook, and someone I knew, and so did Dan apparently, had commented on this person's status, and there it was, right? And I'd never heard of this person before, ever, so Dan Finch, there he was. So I was, like, a little weirded out, but just kept with my day, went to work, and... made a grilled cheese in the back for this person. She was asking me to make a grilled cheese for the people who just ordered it. She brought it out, and I go out there, and he's eating it. And I was like, wait a second. And I was really, I don't take lightly things like that. You know, synchronicities are very crucial to my life. I mean, they happen. If you want them to happen, they'll happen. And there was a huge one. And I said, wow, I got to know. So... I went up and I asked him, and it was him. And quickly, it was a
that's
whirlwind.
That's a very, very quick portion of a very long story that leads us to Hawaii for some time and meeting up with new family and old family that we have not connected with before. And then back here and in Colorado and around. And then eventually, like you said, traveling around playing music as a duet. And it happened very, very quickly.
Indeed it did.
So. And Hawaii was important because that was your introduction to
exactly.
this instrument you're holding right
exactly.
there.
Exactly. The ukulele that I purchased after a week on the Big Island. Dan had been there for a while. I of course, had to buy my one-way ticket and go get him. So I did. And a bonus was I have a half-brother who lives in Maui, and I had never met him because he is quite a bit older than me and had gone there when I was really small. And so we linked up with him, and we're in Maui. And in Maui is where he brought us to a guitar shop of a friend, and there was ukuleles on the wall. And I just was dinking around with a couple, and I picked this one up and started writing the song that was playing the intro song, the song that was playing when it's called Here, Here.
Here, Here.
And I said, Dan, I think I'm supposed to have this. And so I bought it. And here we are.
Now that's usually think of those small little four-string ones,
right.
But this is bigger. There's different sizes.
Yeah, this is a tenor.
Tenor.
And it's a five-string tenor. And so it's the fifth string is a double G, so it gives it a lower... Usually it's just that high, but it gives it a, we've got the two. So it's unique in that way. you know.
Well, let's hear a song. What do you have prepared?
We'll do one from the EP that called "It Rolls On." 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Awaken the song, bright on the cusp of trails endearing. We've reckless to clearing, sweet movements of fancy caught, bridged in divine, rude elsewhere in search, search fearless and forth. Take the hold strong, course into flat grasses, roll pleasantly onward, full circle in time. To the branches, be carried away. Mysteries churning, sense all you can feel. Open the way, move forward, but pause. Take hold of the soul, pure water, run free. Take the hold strong, course into flat grasses, roll pleasantly onward, full circle in time.
Called "It Rolls On," music of the Co-Poetics, Louisa Soli Holt and Dan Finch, here on Dakota Midday from our studios at the University of Sioux Falls. I'm curious as to how you clicked as musicians, when you started playing together, that, okay, you met and obviously liked each other, but then there's this whole other side of music. How did that come together? How did you then start writing music together and then deciding that you want to be the Co-Poetics and travel the West?
I think a big part of it has to do with the fact that what we were out to do before we met, and which was pursue more music. I've been a musician in the area for some time. Louisa has been in the area playing music for some time, and her musical background extends even farther back into her childhood. But we were both kind of at that point in our lives where we were deciding that it was going to be a bigger part of our life, kind of the main part of our lives.
Definitely.
And that's when we met. So as far as how it was going to happen after that, there wasn't, you know, those are just details that we'll worry about later.
Yeah.
We'll play some music together. We'll figure out how we're going to do it. And so
it wasn't a question of if we'll play music. It was when.
Yeah.
And I guess the ukulele was very unexpected. I play piano mainly. That's I took lessons for a long time. So and my voice, obviously. So this piece, we had no clue was going to come into it, and now this is the sound of what we now call the Co-Poetics. And where that came from, you know, becoming the Co-Poetics, came from thinking about how important music is to us in our life, and not only to us, but to everybody, to you, to people who don't play instruments, to people who do play instruments, to newborn children, to people who are in their 90s. You know, we really felt like we were supposed to maybe be a part of a new education in that way, and not just stay in one spot, but be able to go out and find and meet as many people as possible and play for people of all ages and create those co-poetic experiences where we all are bringing to the table whatever poem of that day, whatever line, whatever word maybe, you know, but each of those poems deserves respect and deserves honor. And when you really bring it to a moment such as a musical performance and you're really present there, what can happen is really cool. And we like to call that a co-poetic experience where something new is happening that wouldn't happen if we weren't all there together. And we've played for as many as two people where that's happened, to as many as 40 people where that's happened, you know? And so that's what it became for us, more than just, oh, we're out here playing songs on the road. This is something we very specifically have chosen because we feel called to be a part of people's lives all over the place and for them to be a part of ours, so...
Well, we've got about 4 minutes or so left here. I want to make sure we have plenty of time for music, so let's hear another song here.
All right. We'll do a song called Job's Tears. May these tears redeem me. Fortune falling, kneel beneath me, respond to my cries. Friends forsake me, make me anger with words. What do you say? Say what you mean, I too mean to tell. Go well, go well, may these tears redeem me. Go well, take me, use me, just free me. Go well, may these tears redeem me. I'm not to blame, I need my name, what shame. You took all I had, I carry no more, my worth now is gone. What do you say? Say what you mean, I too mean to tell. Go well, may these tears redeem me. Go well, take me, use me, just free. Day, will it go away? What is all this for? Why, oh, take away my wealth, challenging my health, no money for help. Why, oh, you who stand so near, grinning ear to ear, also quick to judge. Why, oh, rivers running dry, people left to die. How much do we know? Why, oh, oh. What do you say? Say what you mean, I too mean.
well, go well. Take me, use me, just free me. Wonder at the day, will it go away? What is all this for? Why, oh, why, oh? Take away my wealth, challenging my health, no money for hope. Why, oh, why, oh? You who stand so near, grinning into ear, also quick to judge. Why, oh, why, oh? Rivers running dry, people left to die. How much do we know? Why, oh, why, oh?
Co-Poetics. That's a song called Job's Tears, and there's with us here in the studios at University of Sioux Falls, Louisa Soley-Holt and Dan Finch. Thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having us, Carl.
And if you want to hear them, they'll be performing live next Friday, December 27th at Latitude 44. The show begins at 7 o'clock, The Co-Poetics. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. Our on-site engineer here at the University of Sioux Falls is Stephen Munson. I'm Carl Gerke. Be listening tomorrow for Kara Hetland and Innovation at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. Here and Now is coming up next.